Look. One of them decides to cut a deal for himself and winds up getting grabbed by Exile's boys for his trouble. So what do his buddies do? Big rescue attempt against the odds? Hell no. Before they get the guy halfway here, one man just casually trots through the escort and practically lops the guy's head off. He does it so quick, they can't get two descriptions that agree no matter how many witnesses they ask. And when the soldiers get riled and go after the killer, he offs two of them and leaves the rest standing around with their thumbs in their ears. Just your kind of fun-loving boy, eh? They have style, Case. I appreciate style. It's a sort of bringing of artistry to even the most mundane or gruesome things that have to be done. Bet you something. If the man who made that hit had had 5 more minutes, he would have been wearing a Night Stalker uniform, just to mess with people's minds. It's not the deed. It's how it was done. Here was a shade of the Raven of old. Maybe the shell was ready to break. You think these guys are just having a good time, sticking their tongues out at the world, yelling, "Catch us if you can"? No, you don't understand. They're probably hiding out somewhere not fit for a pig. They're probably hungry, filthy, scared. Sure, they're not going to get out of it alive. But they're not letting it break them. They're going right on, clawing at the faces of the wolves and vampires trying to feed on them. You see? I agreed, mostly because I didn't. And if I admitted that, we'd end up spending the whole day getting me lessons and never surrender, even if the ground you're holding springs from stupid or wrong. Agreeing worked. He moved over and got into a discussion with Silent and Darlin. All business, I assume, since no sparks flew. I got into a conversation with Bowmans, who was trying to work his way through some moral catch-trap where the spike was concerned. He had some questions that nobody had answers for. I wasn't sure there were any answers. That spike was like a drop of black dye plunked into a pool of already murky water, spreading. It had poisoned ore already. We had resisted it because we knew about it and could think it away consciously. But what would happen if our bunch got lucky and glommed onto it? Scary. And what the hell were we going to do with the damned thing if we did get it? I never heard none of those clowns talk about that. It was all keep the other guys from grabbing it and doing dirty. It sure as hell hadn't been safe where they left it before. I didn't have no ideas. Not that looked like they would work. There wasn't no place in the world you could put it that somebody else couldn't get it back from, except maybe if you dropped it in the deepest part of the ocean. And that probably wouldn't do the job neither. Some damned fish would probably gulp it down before it sank 10 feet. Then the fish would beach itself or get hooked by some goddamned fisherman with a hidden talent for sorcery and a secret lust for conquest. That's the nature of evil talismans. My best notions were to get a bunch of sorcerers together who could elevate it to the outer realm and stick it on a passing comet, or to have a bunch break a little hole through to another plane, pop the spike through and plug